This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 503 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. July corn, 502 and 3/4, up 3 1/4. September corn, 496 and a half, up 2 1/2. May soybeans, 1502 and a quarter, up 18 and a half. July soybeans, 1483 and 3/4, up 18 and a half. August soybeans, 1415 and a half, up 10 and 3/4. May wheat, 7 down 5 1/2. July wheat, 709 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. September wheat, 718, down 6. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Corn posted gains over export sales and technical trading pushed soybeans higher. Wheat weakened on favorable growing conditions in the wheat-producing areas of the world. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 9 cents higher at $4.73 to $5. Soybean bids were 22 to 26 cents higher at $14.66 to $14.94. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 6 cents higher, $4.70 to $4.99. Soybeans were 18 to 19 cents higher at $14.84 to $15.04. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 4 cents higher at $4.82 to $5.05. Soybean bids were 19 to 24 cents higher at $14.76 to $15.05. Wheat bids were 6 cents lower at $6.75 to $7.06. Now from the soybean processors' cash soybean bids, they were 19 to 23 cents higher at $15.14 to $15.44, with the basis steady to 4 higher at 30 to 60 over the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $5.0970 to $5.2670 per ton. That was $6.50 higher, with the basis steady at 25 to 42 over the July. Illinois corn processors' corn cash corn bids were 5 to 9 cents higher at $5.05 to $5.17, with the basis 2 to 6 higher at 2 to 14 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 cents higher at $5.08 to $5.11. with the basis steady at 5 to 8 over the July. Soybeans ended 22 to 27 cents higher at $14.93 to $15.03, with the basis 3 to 8 cents higher at 9 to 19 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 6 to 8 cents lower at $6.82 to $6.84, with the basis steady at two lower at 25 to 27 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at 527 to 528. These elevators raised their soybean prices 15 to 21 cents with quotations of 1515 to 1521. Soft wheat closed 6 to 15 cents lower at 715 to 735. And Milo ended the day steady at 3 higher at 520 to 528. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 455 to 470 and soybeans 1182 to 1198. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 458 to 475 and soybeans 1185 to 1199. In the southern part of the state, corn was 463 to 475 and soybeans 1181 to 1211. Soft wheat ended up ranging from $6.75 to $7. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 137, down 65 cents. August live cattle, 137.85, down 22 cents. October live cattle, 141.90, down 55 cents. May feeder cattle, 184.72, up 12 cents. August feeder cattle, 191.67, down 20 cents. September feeder cattle, 192.32, up 5 cents. May lean hogs, 112.40, down $1.02. June lean hogs, 119.60, up 60 cents. July lean hogs, 125.40, up 25 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 13th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 70 to 76, 4 to 5 weights 74 to 84, 5 to 6 weights 79 to 88, and 600 pounds and up were 84 to 90. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $74 to $79. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 20,363 head. And now the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 285 head. Steers and heifers were trading steady, and Holstein steers were also steady. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they ranged in price from $149 to $154.75, with select and choice steers $140 to $148. Choice slaughter Holstein steers $139 to $145.25, and choice slaughter heifers were $148 to $153.75. Select and choice heifers were $143 to $147. Now from the direct cattle trade on the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 145 to 147 and on a dress basis at 236. We had no reportable trade on heifers. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 363 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $111.62, and that was $2.20 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses $226.61, that was $2.79 higher, with select carcasses at $215.53, and that was $2.89 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000. That compared to 119,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 415,000. That compared to 417,000 last week and 411,000 a year ago. Now for the report from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay auction. They had receipts of 1,284 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares. They were $6 to $9 a bale. Good quality small squares, $3 to $5.60 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $3 to $5.75. And fair quality large squares, $20. Orchard grass, premium quality small squares, $7 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $3 to $3.75, and the large squares, $35. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $4.50, and the large squares, $11. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.03. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.07. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.94. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.98. May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.89. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.85. May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.78. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.74. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.99. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.03, corn at Scottville is $4.94, beans at Greenfield are $14.89, beans at Scottville are $14.78, wheat at Scottville is $6.99. The Environmental Protection Agency is responsible, in part, for developing the rules which guide how many gallons of renewable fuels are used in the United States. The agency proposed a set of rules in November and took comments on it. The rules weren't well received by most of the agricultural community, and it appears US EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy is taking a closer look at the importance of ethanol to the American corn farmer.
I understand that agriculture, particularly corn, has really relied on the renewable fuel standard to sort of help with some of the challenges they have about the fluctuation in their market and make it more manageable for them. I'm concerned about the disappointment that I've seen on the face of those farmers, and I'm concerned about overall that this rule, at least what we're hearing from folks, is that it's not just impacted corn ethanol producers, but it's had a chilling effect on the renewable fuels market as a whole.
The administrator is concerned about this chilling effect and says the rules she hopes to release in the next month and maybe a few days will reflect the tone of the comments submitted to US EPA in November, December, and January.
Our goal is to get that done as early in June as we can. I'd really like it to be sooner, but I don't have a realistic expectation that it's going to be. I think you will see that we've listened to the comments and that these numbers will reflect those comments.
EPA's proposed 2014 rule, which may or may not be the finalized rule, lowered the annual renewable fuels requirement by about 3 billion gallons. And now here's your weekly crop and weather report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Farmers took advantage of drier conditions last week to move forward with spring planting. They had an average of 5 days suitable for field work and spent long days in the field to make up for the previous week's wet conditions. Topsoil moistures were rated at 11% short, 75% adequate, and 14% surplus. Subsoil moisture levels were rated at 4% very short, 24% short, 64% adequate, and 8% surplus. Corn planting surged forward to 78% complete, up from 16% last year and above the five-year average of 53%. 36% of the crop has emerged, up from 2% last year and 32% on average. Soybeans were 26% planted, up from 16% on average. Winter wheat was 16% headed, up from 13% last year, but well below the five-year average of 44%. 63% of the wheat crop was rated in good to excellent condition. The USDA released a monthly report last week. Market analyst from Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, gave us an update.
Exactly right, and that report has dominated action since then. We are bouncing in this market in corn and soybeans now, but the report really changed the dynamics of the trade, focusing the trade on the fact that expectations are for a large supplies in the 2014-15 marketing year. Corn, 1.7 billion bushel carryout expected in the year to follow, following this year's production, and 330 million bushels of soybeans, well over what is needed and considered to be surplus. So prices took a nosedive, particularly for the new crop, and now we're finally starting to bounce back, bouncing off of some areas of chart support.
Suderman also covered a common difficulty farmers seem to be having. Cover crops that were planted had a rough time making it through the winter.
Well, you're exactly right. It was a very harsh winter, shall we say, and most of us realize that having lived through it, but the crops didn't do so well going through it, and that's probably best exhibited by the problems of the winter wheat crop. We've had some soft red winter wheat crop that struggled to get through, and also some hard red winter wheat, although the hard red winter wheat was also complicated much more by a record drought in the plains. Overall, the soft red winter wheat crop, I think, is going to still be a decent crop. We do have some problem areas, particularly in the northern part of the belt, where the stands aren't what we'd like them to be, but overall, the soft red winter wheat's going to be a decent crop. hard red winter wheat crop is going to be very short this year. And I think USDA's production estimate on Friday is probably the largest that we will see, with the number declining from this point. Otherwise, other cover crops were a struggle. I think that we're going to be able to get the summer row crops in good shape, other than in the far northwestern areas. That's where we continue to see the greatest amount of problems.
And let's talk about those problems. It seems that most farmers in my area, they've gotten all of their corn in or are close to finishing up on corn and are hoping to move on to soybeans soon. But I take it that that's different in some other areas?
It certainly is. The real concern at this point, as you break it down state by state, we're doing pretty well in most states right now. Some of them ahead of normal, like Illinois at 78% planted. Normally we'd be about 53% planted as of Sunday on the corn crop. But states like Minnesota and North Dakota, far northwestern Midwest, which has become a significant production area in recent years as the Corn Belt has shifted that direction, only 31% of Minnesota was planted as of Sunday. That's half the normal pace by this point, and that's very much a concern because their winter starts so much sooner there. They need to get the crop in so that the crop has time to mature. And in North Dakota, which has also been an area of rapid expansion in recent years, only 3% planted. Normally a third of the crop would be in the ground. Now only 3% of it is in the ground. And that also goes for the spring wheat as well, where 8 and 11% respectfully are in the ground. They simply cannot get a break up in that area. Cool, wet pattern continues. They're hoping things change over the next 2 weeks, but so far the forecasters are not optimistic.
Wow, and that is a good point, that they do have a shorter season, so they really are the ones who have needed to get the crops in the ground a bit early.
That's exactly right. As we look at the overall the market, I mentioned USDA's forecast of 1.7 billion bushel carryout. They used a yield of 165.3 bushels per acre. They call it a weather-adjusted yield, which means they threw out some of the recent low yields. I think that's probably a little bit optimistic, but if we have a good growing season, we could actually be much higher than that. We could top 170. On the other hand, if we don't have a good growing season and we lose a few of those acres up in the northwestern Midwest, we could find ourselves very tight once again. So there's a lot at stake for this market, and getting those acres planted in northwestern Midwest is a big part of it. And then when you look at the spring wheat side, since we had a very short hard red winter wheat crop, we need a good spring wheat crop in order to make up for those lost hard red winter wheat bushels. And the quality market, and not being able to get that could create some real challenges.
Right, and if we're not getting the corn in the ground in a timely manner, it's definitely for sure that we're not really going to see soybeans getting in the ground.
So the question is, does the trade care right now? Will we actually see those concerns translate into higher prices? And frankly, I don't think the trade does care right now. We are looking at some higher prices on this Tuesday morning as we talk. But I think it's more of a technical bounce at this point. I don't see the urgency among traders. They're focused on the total U.S. planting pace. And when they look at that, they see the total U.S. planting pace for corn and soybeans being pretty decent shape right now. And they're not going to worry about acres in the northwestern Midwest probably until we get toward the end of the month.
All right. But at the end of the month, if things don't look better, you think that that will weigh more on traders?
Well, I think it will, particularly for corn, since that's where we've seen the big shift, and any lost corn acres tend to go towards soybeans, so the first assumption will be higher soybean acres, and so that'll be bearish soybeans. They're going to second-guess whether the delays are going to last long enough so we can't get soybeans in either.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. A record 36 vendors have registered for the Illinois Products Farmers Market, which opened its seventh season last week on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. The market will be held every Thursday evening through October 16th, except during the Illinois State Fair, August 7th through August 14th. It's located, as in years past, in the Commodities Pavilion across the street from the grandstand. The hours are from 4 to 7 p.m. The Illinois Products Farmers Market accepts link cards. Program participants just need to bring their cards to the Illinois Department of Agriculture table to obtain tokens that can be used to purchase their desired food items. Beginning July 1st, Vendors also will accept Senior and WIC Farmers Market coupons. For more information about the market, including a list of vendors and their products, a schedule of musical entertainment, visiting wineries and food trucks, cooking demos, kids activities, and the Springfield Clinic Recipe of the Week, you can go online to www.illinoisproductmarket.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.